So where, what is the U.S. role in the Export-Import Bank?
Well, the U.S. is, it's, this is how they help to finance projects of energy and different fossil fuel infrastructure projects around the world in developing countries. They help to give new financing. They help to give different ways of supporting fossil fuel infrastructure. And instead of supporting renewable energies, they're supporting fossil fuels.
What is the money you feel that the United States should be paying instead?
Well, you know, the actual specific amount that the United States should be helping with providing for climate finance, you know, it needs to pay its fair share of the $100 billion. So if you look at the...
What do you mean the $100 billion?
The $100 billion of the climate finance that's needed by developing countries.
Well, let's just clarify. Democracy Now! Broadcast from the Copenhagen summit when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced that the world would give $100 billion to deal with climate debt, climate aid.
Right.
Has it been paid?
Well, so that is for 2020. In the short term, there was $30 billion over the first 3 years up until now. And there's debates about whether that's been paid. It's been relatively low. But what we're seeing is that the fossil fuel subsidies that are coming out in those same years are tremendously higher, five times higher.
So who is in the United States? Talk about the politics of this. Why?
Right. Well, so here in the United States, you know, the fossil fuel industry is spending millions upon millions of dollars trying to influence the Congress to support these fossil fuel subsidies. Just right now, there's a $2 million ad campaign being placed by the American Petroleum Institute that's trying to support and ensure that those subsidies stay in place in the context of the budget negotiations, when, in fact, we know that this is a great source of additional revenue and potential, solution or one part of the solution to the budget crisis.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us. David Turnbull is Campaigns Director of Oil Change International. And that does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced by a remarkable team. Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Aaron Mate, Nermeen Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkoff, Hani Masood, Robbie Karen, Dennis Moynihan, Dina Guzder, Amy Littlefield, Martinez DeRosta, Nemo Allen, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nagara, Engineer. Special thanks to Julie Crosby, Becca Staley, Hugh Grant, Jessica Lee, John Wallach, and the whole team that's made this broadcast possible, both in New York and here in Doha, Qatar. Go to our website at democracynow.org for our links to all of the reports. We'll be here tomorrow. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
WUSB, Stony Brook.
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. Where actually, if everything is going according to plan, I should be on a train right now, somewhere west of Chicago, taking another cross-country train trip, which I find to be really amazing. I thoroughly recommend it. And presumably when I come back, I'll be recommending the one that I'm on now. And in the future, you'll hear some radio programs that will probably have been taped on that very train. But for now, we're going to go back and play something from the past that we have not played before. This actually was recorded in May of last year. It's actually two parts of this program, and it's an abbreviated program, too. We're only 45 minutes tonight. But we'll be listening to some fireworks that were recorded on a beach across from where the fireworks are actually taking place. This was back in May, and it was on Long Island, and we don't know why the fireworks are going off at this particular time. They just were. And Kyle and I happened to be around with recording equipment, and we were actually testing out some of our new recording equipment that we've been using. We also, later on in the program, talk about what will be upcoming in a couple of future shows, namely our trip to England, which took place last spring. That was the trip where we were able to get photographs of various surveillance locations throughout the UK. But we'll be getting into that in future weeks. For now, though, let's listen in on the anticipation of fireworks across the bay on Off the Wall. We'll be right back.
Yeah, so they're screaming and a goose, so that means that the fireworks are going to begin fairly soon, not immediately.
Right. I hear people trying to do their own, it seems.
Well, there could be independent screaming going on different places.
Right. The competing screams.
Competing screams. Well, you hear someone scream, of course, the thing you want to do is scream yourself. But it's unprofessional to scream on the radio, so we're not going to do that.
Right.
If you look straight up, you'll see the Dragon spacecraft on its way to the space station. No, it's cruel. I shouldn't say that.
That's really cruel, but there's a plane up there.
No, the Dragon spacecraft actually was supposed to lift off the other day, and it didn't. Just they counted down. They did that all right, but the rocket didn't go anywhere. It's a step, though.
Well, soon enough.
Actually, it's not a step. I don't know what it is, but... Okay, I'm hearing screaming coming from a different area now.
Interdisciplinary screaming.
Well, I'm just thinking this wouldn't be a good time to drown, would it? Because you'd be screaming and nobody would think anything of it.
So you're saying it would fall on deaf ears?
Well, I'm just sorry for the dark thoughts, but can't help it. But you can walk too, right? You're not plugged into any AC, so...
No, not really. I'm just leaning up over here.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready, though.
We can... I see what you're doing.
Well, I just thought, I mean, it's celebration.
That's not audio-related at all, is it?
What?
That's not audio-related at all.
No. I was just,
That's why you sent me away.
Audio engineers got to,
coming right back here now.
Oh, I see what's going on.
He's got cupcakes.
Yeah.
Not going to share.
Well...
I'll have,
You want chocolate?
Yeah.
All right. I'll be with you in a second.
No, it's okay. I'll be with you in a second.
We have 3 hours of recording time here to test.
Yeah, but we don't have 3 hours of fireworks now, do we? I sure hope we don't.
So what you're telling me is you're rushing the fireworks?
I'm not rushing the fireworks. I just wish they'd get started already.
I know. It's just, ridiculous.
It's absurd. We could have set up a whole studio by now. But look at the cars. All traveling a little line there.
Yeah, it was unbelievable when I was riding back from Shoreham. Yes, I rode my bike
you
over to
Shoreham. You rode your bike at night to Shoreham for some reason.
Stupidest thing ever. But anyway, it was enjoyable, and people were just lining up on some of those driveways that go down to
Cedar
Beach.
Yeah, you picked
one hell
of a night to do it, I guess. That was the best night ever to ride down because... Oh, here we go.
Oh, really?
Fireworks have begun.
Hey, it's starting. It's
Who
cool.
says wow at a fireworks display?
Oh, I was saying wow because the shotgun's picking up the audio really well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it sounds great, man.
What I find interesting is that animals
can
tell the difference between fireworks and thunder. And
right.
If I'm inside my house and I hear something like this, I don't know if it's thunder or if it's fireworks. But
right.
Animals freak out over thunder, but they don't freak out over fireworks. Well, they will freak out over fireworks if it's nearby, right next to them, but
right.
but not like this. And they also freak out over earthquakes.
So, E?
Yes?
I had a question. What is this in celebration of? Is this like a Waterland Festival? Because I know in Des Moines... back where I'm from, we have Waterland Festival. It's like a spring summer event like this.
No. This is May 19th, isn't it? I don't know what that day is known for. I think they're just having a carnival at the beach and they decided to have fireworks too. Because it's too early to go swimming. And it's too late not to be there.
They like their sirens, don't they?
They do.
What's that all about? I mean, doesn't that confuse the volunteer firefighters? They're big into volunteer firefighting out here.
Oh, big into volunteer fires. Why not? What other radio program brings you fireworks?
Well, this is it.
Well, this is something.
Yeah.
Blowing a whole lot of fireworks there.
Oh my God, we're clipping.
It looks like they're getting closer and closer to us. They are looking close to us. It's an optical illusion.
Holy shoot.
Oh boy, get ready.
Oh my God, I gotta turn the levels down. This is ridiculous. Oh my God.
Isn't that something?
We're being inundated with audio.
And that is that.
I think they're happy with it.
And there is much rejoicing.
Yeah.
Shimmy, oh baby, we like it raw. Yes, baby, we like it raw. Oh baby, we like it raw. Yes, baby, we like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic, and we'll take it away. The old damn thing wants the control thing. Bring the mighty bass with the crazy rapping. Gonna proclaim. Oh, it's gonna proclaim. Yeah. That's a big old ball on the hip hop crew. Can you just tell it dedicated to you? You're gonna proclaim. You're gonna proclaim. Oh, baby, we like it raw. Yes, baby, we like it raw. Oh, baby, we like it raw.
We do.
Yes, baby, we like it raw. Oh, baby, we like it raw.
We do.
Yes, baby, we like it raw. We like it raw. Oh baby, we like it raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic and I will take it away. The Wu-Tang thing was the comfort thing. Dirty old bastard with some crazy rapping. In a Brooklyn, in a Brooklyn. Hear this, you better pick up all the hip-hop crew. Got them the smile indicating to you. In a Brooklyn, in a Brooklyn. Like we can cut man throat, gangly style, sleep on a boat. Would I get mad and psycho? Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic and I will take it away. But show you say I'm in a rapper pop play. Hey, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic and I will take it away. But show you say I'm in a rapper pop play. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Oh baby, we like it raw.
We do.
Oh baby, we like it raw.
Yeah. Oh baby, we like it raw.
Come on.
Yes, baby, we like it raw. Oh baby, we like it raw. Oh baby, we like it raw.
Yes,
baby, we like it raw. Yes, baby, we like it raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, you shimmy, yeah. You shimmy, you shimmy, you shimmy, you shimmy, yeah. You shimmy, 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 yeah.
So what do you think? Here we are. We're going to have a little bit of a trip soon, right? We're going somewhere.
We're going to the UK of England. Well, no, we're going to England in the UK. Not for very long, just for about a week.
It's been a long time since I've been in the UK. It's an interesting place, but it was really little last time I was there.
Yeah, last time I was there was 2009.
Okay.
I believe, right before horror.
That was horror. Oh, right.
Yeah.
I remember, because you were going through the tube. You took the Eurostar, right? Yeah. Wasn't that the train you were taking?
Probably.
To and from or something like that. I don't know how you got over, but
right. Okay, what happened was, let's see, how did I get over?
I remember dropping you off at the Eurostar when you were going back to the
yeah,
UK.
Yeah, we were going back. You stopped in Belgium. I continued onwards into
right.
London and then Scotland after that.
Right.
But I'm thinking on the way over, I was in Ireland.
Right.
And I forget how I got over to Holland. I think maybe I took another Eurostar. It's possible.
Okay.
Or I took the boat. I don't think I took a boat. Right. I don't know. But yeah, it's a cool way to get around, that's for sure. And what we're going to be doing, we're going to be staying pretty much in England proper, mostly London, but going up towards Sheffield and maybe down to Brighton.
That would be cool. Yeah, some kind of beach. You know, water's a great interface. There's all kinds of activity, and it is spring / summertime.
And, and we all came from the water at one point or another.
Yeah. Not into creationism.
You do know that's not creationism. That's the other
one.
No,
it's not creationism.
All right. So I'll make sure that we understand that.
Okay. Seems like a fine idea, though, because, I mean, we got hope going on. There's all kinds of planning, and we're just busy people right now.
We're incredibly busy people. Actually, we're going over here, over there, to get some pictures.
Material for the calendar,
for
the
next calendar, 2013 calendar.
Which is a good project. I mean, that's going good. We've got some good ideas, and I don't know. Theme's good.
And, yeah, surveillance is the theme, and, of course, you have to go to England if you're going to do surveillance.
Right. It's like the mecca of over-the-top and ridiculous surveillance.
And we're not sure what we're going to find there. We're going to look around, and I'm sure we'll be surveilled quite a bit.
Yeah.
But got to remember to bring a camera. That's the only other thing. Once we do that, though, we'll be set, and we'll have some smashing pictures, as they say, over there. But we're not limited to that. We're going to have pictures from all over the place for that calendar. But we just don't want to leave this out. And plus, it's a good opportunity just to get away for a little bit because of the madness that surrounds us with conference planning and all kinds of other things.
Yeah.
Our lives are just so chaotic and unbelievable.
A lot of fun, though.
It's a lot of fun, but wow. Just so many things to worry about to do, so it's good to sort of go to another country and worry about other things.
Yeah.
Should I say what I plan on doing? Because this won't air until after I do it.
Yeah, I think we're all set on, whatever. Say what you want. I mean, I feel like it's just sort of conversation, you know?
Yeah, this is like the tape they'll play later to, prove what I was in my head when I did the crazy thing I did. But when I come back to this country, I plan on not having any luggage whatsoever. I do plan on having my knapsack, or as I say, rucksack, over in England.
And see, we like this. We're always messing with things that we travel with, how we travel. And, of course, that's part of, why we wanted to change our audio, because it's like we come back and share and we talk about the different things we see and things that affect us, and because that prepares other people. I think people get a lot from it, but for ourselves, we can understand what works for us best. And when you like to travel, you want it to work the best way. You're trying to figure out those ways when you get the chance. And yeah, I mean, you're going to be going ultra low key, like just a person, nothing defined kind of thing. Well, and really, because it's an annoyance, I feel like you're doing that just because of the speed factor.
Here's the thing. I mean, this is important for people to realize, is that every time I come back, I get interrogated. Not interrogated so much, but just taken aside and put in a room.
Given a lot of grief.
It's ridiculous. And the last time I lost patience and I said, look, why are you people doing this to me all the time? You never find anything. It's insane. And they said, well, we can't tell you why. But if you go to this web address, you can fill out a form and they'll tell you why. It turned out to be a big lie because I went to the website, filled out a form, sent in basically an inquiry wanting to know why I keep getting targeted. And I got back a statement basically saying that, well, sometimes people get targeted as a result of the same name as somebody else, but there's no reason why you should be targeted as well. And I am so confident that they're lying that I believe I'll get stopped again. So anyway, since I'm so convinced that I will get stopped again, despite what they said, I figured, why not have some fun with it? They always put me in this room. They always go through my baggage. And, it's just it's annoying. It's, I don't want to say embarrassing, but it's not a good feeling to have somebody just pawing through all of your personal effects.
Yeah.
From clothing to electronics to everything. Not that I ever give them a password to any of my electronics or anything like that. They never asked. But I just don't want to go through that.
To be made an example of just because there's some, issue or something, and then they deny it all, and, it's just really weird.
Right.
And that's wrong, as a citizen. I mean, I think, we all do things that, are good and bad, and people are human and all of that, but, I think we do exemplar things, for the country and just being out there and, talking to people and meeting people.
What is it that we actually do that's such a threat? I don't get it. We talk about issues. We're on the radio. We put out a hacker magazine. Okay, great. You know, these are things that you might not agree with. Maybe you don't see the value of it, but they are things that are...
They go uncovered, right?
They are, you know, protected ways of expressing yourself. And anything like that should be encouraged, I think. And this is just intimidation. So since I'm pretty much... And I might be wrong. I might have made a fool of myself by suggesting this. But, you know, when I come back and I expect to be taken out of the line and sent to the room, I'm just going to have my knapsack with me.
Okay.
And they don't search anything in that room. They just basically make you sit for like 20, 25 minutes. Sometimes they ask you questions. I'm really not going to answer any questions. I mean, I'll give them the information that, you know, I have, my name and things like that. But I'm not going to answer any questions about who did I talk to or where did I go.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. It's not required that I give them an itinerary of everything I've done someplace. So that's not going to happen. Assuming that I get out of that okay, the next stop will be having my luggage searched. And when they do that, they'll find the knapsack that has absolutely nothing in it. When we go to England, I'm only going to bring the clothes that I wear on my back. And I'll buy other clothing when I'm there. And it'll be interesting because I'll get some new shirts and things like that.
Some trainers.
I'll buy British underwear. Yeah, it'd be great.
Whatever you need.
And then I'm also going to get a box when I'm over there, a little cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the trip, I'll just be putting things in that box. And then on the last day, I'm going to go over to the post office and send it home. And that'll be all my clothes that I've bought since then.
Right.
And again, I'll be going back wearing nothing but the clothes that I have on at that moment.
Right.
And there'll be nothing else that I'll be carrying. I mean, we'll work something out with my cell phone, work something out with my computer, but that's really all I'm going to bring. So they're going to have a rough time of it. They're going to be rather frustrated. But maybe I'll get some answers that way. At the very least, you know, I'll have some fun.
Right.
It'll be something different.
I like the idea of bringing the letter and being like, yeah, this is what I got last time. Is this still an issue? And like, clear things up, you know, like.
What I'll have to remember to
do,
though, I'll have to remember to route an 800 number to go to your cell phone. That way, if and when I do get out of there, I can call you from a payphone and it'll go right to your cell phone. And I won't need a phone myself.
Sure.
I'm trying to think. I'll have my passport. That's, you know, obviously, I need that.
Yes.
I'll have both my passports, my European one as well, which they've never looked at suspiciously. In fact, they never even looked at it. They just passed right by it when they were searching.
Right.
It's mostly harassment. It really is. I mean, they're not looking for anything. They just want to harass. And it's going to be hard for them to harass when there's nothing to paw through.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess I won't have a license. I won't have a credit card even. I don't know. Maybe I should have a credit card. I don't know. No cash, nothing. I kind of want to see what happens. It's going to be an interesting way of traveling, too. I've never done this before.
Flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah. Well maybe...
It's funny because when we do production and we go and try to capture stuff and, like, especially with photography, all the film, it's like, I find I have very little room for clothing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am going to bring some collared shirts, you know, something just in case, you know, if we want to, you know, appear respectable. We are representing, you know, another country as visitors and you want to look sharp, I guess. So I'll bring, like, one of those and then one sort of scuzzy, like, work kind of thing. And but, you know, maybe some trousers and, like, a T-shirt if I need to trudge a bit.
Yeah. You're bringing a lot more than me, obviously, because I'm not bringing anything. But yeah. You're going to look a lot better, too, I think. But maybe I'll buy some nice attire when I'm there.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't fully, like, looked and seen what kind of outfit I'm going to bring. But I can definitely identify because, you know, with the camera bag, I'm actually bringing... 4 cameras this time.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
4 cameras, bringing all this audio equipment.
And, oh, they're all different cameras, too. Yeah, we've got all this audio equipment. That's actually the size of, like, a purse. And it has a couple of wires hanging off. And there's a mixer and some one antenna. And yes, it's nice.
Well, you said all 4 cameras are different cameras. Obviously, they're different cameras, but you meant something...
Yeah, actually, the types of cameras. They're all 4 different types of cameras. We have a 35mm film camera. A digital camera that does pretty much 35mm around there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a 120mm sort of box style camera that if you recall, we took to the former Yugoslavia.
We took that everywhere.
Yeah, we took it a lot. And, you know, I actually had it cleaned. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
You had it sent out and...
You know, for around $60, a little more, plus shipping. The guy goes over the whole thing, and I was worried about it because when we were in Switzerland, I think I broke it or tripped it with the cable incorrectly, something like that. So, yeah, no, that one's back in the mix. Might have to try to find some film for it, but I think it's got at least one roll. It is possible we'll bring it, and I think in London we'll be able to find 120mm film. It's a pre-industrialized place.
Probably find a bunch of people with cameras like that, too.
Sure.
It is London, after all.
Yeah. And lastly, I'm bringing the Graflex, which is a sort of large format but mobile camera. It was used a lot for, like, journalism and stuff. And so I'm bringing that. That uses large sheets of old film. Mm-hmm. And I have some 320, so it's a little bit faster. So I can do handheld stuff.
I want to see you actually take a picture with
it. Oh, it's a big camera.
I've never seen you take a picture with it, though.
Right. Well, I've taken a couple test shots at home, and so I'm eager to kind of do it out in the field. And it's odd. My grandfather gave me this bag, and it's a dark bag, so you can put your supplies in it, and I can actually load the film, because the cartridge for the large format, this is really exciting. It only takes two sheets at a time, so you get two shots, and then we have to change. So I'll have this black bag that I stick my arms in and load up sheets of film.
And I'm the one they're stopping at the border.
right.
Listen to what this guy is doing with his arms and changing things and old-fashioned cameras. I'm suspicious. Okay, no, go ahead. Keep going.
It'll be really interesting. But I've got a larger camera bag, and then I'm going to put my smaller bag in it. So it'll be a bit funny, but I can take the smaller bag on, like, a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm probably going to bring a backpack with, like, one computer and, like, a change of clothes. Mm-hmm. Try to go light. I mean...
This is light.
Well, it's, you know, when you want to capture all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't even realize it now, but it's work once you get out there and you're trying to produce and you want to capture the story and... wherever you're at, whatever kinds of things you end up seeing. So
we have to remember to have fun. I have that penciled in for the second night for about an hour and a half. It'll be fun.
Okay.
Back to work after fun.
All right.
Yeah. All arranged.
But it's kind of cool because I can test the rig and, you know, we'll do...
An interface, too. We're going to interface video and audio and all that kind of stuff eventually.
At some point, yeah. We don't have a video camera on this rig. But
I like that you keep calling it a rig. This makes it sound so much cooler.
Well,
we have a rig.
It's EFP. It's electronic field production.
There you go.
Yes. So we'll have this bag and the larger bag for cameras and some knapsacks, and it'll be interesting trudging around a bit.
Well, we're good at the trudging, though. You know, and dead reckoning and all that.
Yeah, to find things.
So we have all this electronic magic that we're bringing with us.
Right.
But you also like to bring old things, too. Well, the cameras, two of the cameras are pretty old. But you're bringing the watch, I take it. Your grandpa's old watch.
Yeah.
Which is a really awesome awesome watch there. You had fixed in New York City.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that so we can tell time.
It's good to do that?
Yeah, it's good to have a timepiece sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You bring in the... any of the continental currency or any of that?
Yes. Yeah. I have some continental currency that was given to me as a gift, and I want to bring that over to England because I really like the printing and the old feel in it.
What is continental currency?
Continental currency was the beginning of American currency.
Oh, yeah, dry up with the siren. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's really ridiculous. Who has fun with that? What does that do for you?
Dang, months. So, anyway, I want to bring that because it's sort of a reminder of home. I also have a $1 coin, I think. But these were early pieces of currency when we really started to differentiate ourselves as a nation. In fact, the continental currency was regionalized, or not regionalized, but it was separated by states. So different states would even have their own continental currency. The Spanish dollar was the sort of like... transplanted currency from like way over in Europe when people were basically over here working as a colony of whatever country that was. But then you started getting states, and you know, a student might tell you the 13 original colonies and all that, and that's very, very true. And what these were is not just outposts, like trading posts for foreign nations that had colonized the U.S. They became, like, strident Americans. I mean, because you think after generations and generations, I'm sure the Native Americans could tell us this, but after generations and generations, things change, and people, instead of, you know, having been a colonizer or, like, a couple families removed of that, they came over and they, like, started saying, I'm an American, like, I come from here. Like, it's not, like, you want to detach a little bit more, because you've been colonized, that's old history, and then the new generations bring in a new paradigm, a new, they define what's important, and their roots then become localized, regardless of their ancestors. So what you got is, like, people trade, and they live their lives and all of that, and the cities and places that were growing in this, what was a colony, known as the United States, became like its own entity. So you get New York City, you get Virginia, you get New York State and Virginia and all these East Coast outposts, and they had their own currency, basically. Yeah. So yeah. It's amazing.
And weird denominations too.
Yeah, very bizarre.
$4, $6, things like that.
Yeah, I am really excited about it. I got a couple bills, and I don't know, it's a good reminder. I won't use them as bookmarks or anything. I think just something to look at, maybe like just look back at the design and integrate it. I don't know, I love the aesthetic of some of the old script and all that. So
it's really incredible, like some of the pictures that are on there and some of the writings. The coin says "We are one,"
yeah,
which is an awesome phrase.
Right. And I just think that, you know, England's such an old place, and I'm reminded of
All they're going to do is laugh at it if you show it to them.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I have an older one in
you
my
know
pocket.
What I'm saying?
You know?
Yeah. So, but it is a reminder that, like, you know what, this it's a connection to something. It's like you are an American, and I've often felt like that. Like when we go to countries, we take currency, we convert our currency, and all of this stuff, and you get to this localized currency. And I started, you know, when you look at an American bill, it seems funny when you get over there and you're in a different context. And the currency is just always a bit of a challenge, and it's something you have to know, like, and you learn about when you're traveling. Like, remember when we were in Scandinavia, we were dealing with all these wild crowns that were incredibly strong, and like going to places like Zurich, and we just learned a lot about, like, currency. And so I wanted to start circulating stuff, and so I'm bringing, like, different funny bills from America and stuff like that.
Yeah, you had somebody comment on your bills just today, I think, or was it yesterday? Someone saw you had in your wallet, and it's just very bizarre and strange looking.
Yeah, I had this was a gift from a friend. I have a couple of different, I get like clean bills every now and then, and I had a Burmese dollar. It's called One Kyat, and it's very pretty, and this girl noticed that. I don't know where I was paying for something, and, you know, if it's in your wallet, people are often like, oh, where's that from? And I have, you know, other bills in there that are kind of novelties, and I like to show them because, you know, money's always, and, you know, people are always looking at money, and it's a very common thing, I guess. So it's funny, and I actually do get compliments like that, and I've got all kinds of funny bills, and she stopped me and wanted to know what it was, and I told her, and it was cool.
Do you still have the, was it $1 trillion note?
Yeah, that's from Zimbabwe.
Was it $1 trillion or $10
trillion? I think it was $10 trillion. That's okay. A $10 trillion. There's more. There's, I think, $50 trillion and more. But, yeah, the German paper supplier actually was cut them off at a certain point because they were making all this paper down there, or in Africa, Zimbabwe. And I think with Mugabe, was that the
name? Yeah.
Probably. Mugabe.
Robert Mugabe, yeah. What did he do?
What did he do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you mentioned his name. I figured he did something.
Well, no, wasn't he the leader?
He is the leader, yes.
In Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you say, the Germans cut him off, or?
Well, that they were printing all this money that was really inflated or had very little value, and they got cut off or, like, sanctioned against importing this paper, so that's how they stopped printing all this worthless money eventually. So.
Why did the Germans care that they were importing paper to print their money on?
I don't know.
Was the paper worth more than the money or something? Or, I don't understand anything about money. I just know that...
It was like their it was highly inflated, and I don't know, they were printing all this money that was valueless. I don't know what the story is exactly, but I heard something about that.
Mostly, oh wait, how did they pay for it? That's a good question. Maybe they were paying with the notes that they were printing.
Maybe something, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, nice try, Zimbabwe, that's not going to work.
Yeah, you gotta try, you gotta come up with something a little more valuable, like gold. I don't know. It's interesting, like, geopolitics and like world economics and stuff like that.
And you have all new money.
Well, yeah. You know, it's a good reminder, you know, because we get it so I don't ever feel like totally centric, you know, like American centric. You know, you have euros. Yeah, the euro's not doing so good right now.
It's true. We're not going to be using those.
No, not at all.
The pound sterling.
Pound sterling. That's an old currency, right?
Yeah. And you know, when you go to, when you go to Scotland, they use the pound, but they don't use the same, they use the pound that comes from banks in Scotland. In some places, the British pound isn't accepted, even though it's worth the same.
So they're still doing that, huh?
They're still doing that. And of course, there's the Irish pound, which is totally different. And, I don't know what Ben's doing, but all kinds of funny things going on over there.
Wow.
You'll find England to be really bizarre and weird.
Really?
The UK in general, for sure. Just stand back and watch. It'll unfold in front of you.
Oh, boy. My best.
Sing a song of England, a pocket full of pride, tickets for the theatre, walk inside.
Help the British actors to get a living wage, but who are those comedians cavorting on the stage?
Oh, they come from America, which is only fair and right.
Britons can be funny for a quarter of the money, but they're not for the same thing quite. Just as Americans over their lunch
get many a good laugh from a copy of Punch.
Oh yeah.
And now
says me.
Says you. Sing a song of dance bands, a pocket full of jazz. What a lot of dance bands London has.
Some may be British as the papers state, but where do the majority originate?
Oh, they come from America, which is only fair and right.
In the Cotswolds and the Chilterns, maybe lots of Paynes and Hiltons, but they're not to the same thing quite. You see, it works both ways. Any English band that goes over to the States
gets a welcoming hand.
Oh, yeah.
And how?
Says me.
Says you. Sing a song of fiction, a pocket full of floss. Here's a British author making pots.
What a funny language ours can look. The words are in a glossary at the end of the book.
Oh, they come from America, which is only fair and right.
While there's no embargo on the gunmen of Chicago, it's the place of which to write. Our children need these refining books
about gangsters, bootleggers, thugs and crooks.
Oh, yeah.
And how?
Says you.
Says me. Sing a song of talkies, a pocket full of sound. Look at all the big films being sent around.
See a Hollywood version of every British play, filling up the coffers of the USA.
Oh, they come from America, and it's only fair and right.
Britons have traditions, both as actors and musicians, but they're not to the same thing quite. Our youngsters must, on the talky screen,
hear educated voices, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And how?
Says me.
Says you.
Good evening, and welcome to the Margaret Drabble Memorial Baths, Newport, for this year's finals of the All England Summarise Proust competition. Each contestant has to summarise the 7 volumes of Proust's masterwork, once in a swimsuit and once in evening dress. And here's your host for tonight, Arthur Meade.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. Or as Proust would say, la malheur imaginaire de recondition de toute surveillance et bientôt la même chose. Now, remember, each contestant have a maximum of 15 seconds to sum up à la recherche de ton perdu, and on the Proustometer here, you can see exactly how far he gets. Well, let's crack straight on with our first contestant tonight, from Luton, last year's semi-finalist, Harry Baggett. Righto, Harry, here's the summarising board. Now you've got 15 seconds from
Now! Proust's novel ostensibly tells of the irrevocability of time loss, the forfeiture of innocence through experience, the reinstallment of extra-temporal values of time regained. Ultimately, the novel is both optimistic and set within the context of human religious experience. In the first volume, Swan, the family friend, visit...
Well, try, darling.
A good attempt there, but unfortunately he chose a general appraisal of the work before getting on to specific details, and in fact, as you can see on the Proustometer, he only got as far as the beginning of Swan's Way, the first of the 10 volumes. A good try, though, and very nice posture.
Harry Baggett, you're from Luton?
That's right, Arthur.
And what made you want to try and summarise Proust?
Well, I first entered a seaside summarised Proust competition when I was on holiday at Bournemouth, and my doctor has encouraged me to continue with it.
And what do your hobbies outside summarising?
Well, strangling animals, golf and masturbating.
Well, thanks, Harry, very much!
Well, there he goes, Harry Baggett. He must have let himself down a bit on the hobbies. Golf's not very popular around here, but never mind, a good try.
Now here's number two, a Mr. Rutherford from Leicester. Ronald, are you ready?
Yeah.
15 seconds from now.
There's this house, and, it's in the evening. No, it's in the morning. And, there's a garden, and, what's the man's name? Big fella, Swan, thank you, and,
Thank you, Ronald, very close. And now, ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome the third of our All England finalists from Bingley, the Bolton Choral Society, under their leader, Superintendent McGough. Right, 15 seconds to summarise Proust's entirety, beginning from now.
Proust in his first book wrote about.
Proust in his first book wrote about. Proust in his first book. In his first book wrote about.
Bad luck, Bingley.
Very ambitious try there, but in fact the least successful of the evening. They didn't even get as far as the first volume.
Well, I don't think anyone here tonight has successfully encapsulated the intricacies of Proust's masterwork, so I'm going to award the first prize tonight to the girl with the biggest...
We race or your culture. This is our inheritance to lead you on a merry dance. On a merry dance. A merry dance. This is our land. We have a dream to understand.
McGruff the Crime Dog here with my nephew Scruff. Here's the address for my new free comic activity book.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
It shows kids what to know about guns and drugs and bullies and strangers. And it's got games and puzzles, too. Write it down now.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
1 in 200 Americans live with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, painful, debilitating, lifelong diseases of the digestive system which significantly impact one's quality of life. They often don't know where to turn and don't want to talk about their disease. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America provides patient support as well as a chance to be heard through their Take Steps, Be Heard Walk program. The Take Steps, Be Heard Walks are fun, family-friendly events with food, activities, entertainment, and a leisurely walk, all done in order to raise awareness about Crohn's and raise funds for patient support. To learn more or to register for the Sunday, October 14th, walk at Stony Brook University, visit www.cctakesteps.org/Eastern Long Island. That's www.cctakesteps.org/Eastern Long Island.
.45 on a Tuesday evening. Traffic is absolutely crazy outside. Things just starting to get crazy, though, at Pritchard Gymnasium. It's women's basketball tonight. Mike Solano along with you from the WUSB studios as the Seawolves get set to take on Sacred Heart. Jeff Bernstein is courtside with all the action. Jeff, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Pritchard Gymnasium, it's the Stony Brook Seawolves and the Sacred Heart Pioneers on this balmy evening. 61 degrees today, it's almost like spring again, but the Seawolves taking on the Sacred Heart Pioneers here as the fans getting ready to file in here to Pritchard Gymnasium. Seawolves coming into today's contest on this Tuesday night with a 3-3 record. Sacred Heart comes in with a 4-3 record. Stony Brook coming off of the two-game road trip at Robert Morris, where they won 56-48 in Pittsburgh. and then took a tough loss at Youngstown State, a very good squad, 76-43. But the good news is that the Seawolves are 3-3. Took a long time for Stony Brook to get to that third win level. They're 500. They've got a mix of some incoming freshmen, some talented transfers that have given Stony Brook a much-needed lift for this year. And the Seawolves really looking to sort of bolster their schedule to help them get to a much-improved America East standing. They were, you know, in the bottom of the America East the last couple of years. They're playing a tough schedule. They're playing Sacred Heart, who's in the mid-major poll. They're playing Fordham on Saturday, who's also in the mid-major poll. They're playing Rutgers on the 21st. Tough Iona team here. St. Francis of New York, very, very good team. So by the time that the Stony Brook non-conference schedule is set, when they head to be into the America East schedule on January 2nd against BU, which is probably one of the best teams in the America East, they will be ready to go. Now, the health hasn't been the greatest of them all. Danny Clubinger is now out today due to an injury, so that does not help the Stony Brook Seawolves. So Sam Landers has been out with mono, so they're not completely healthy yet, the Stony Brook Seawolves, and they really have to get healthy by January. Not a major deal if you're not fully have a full squad in the non-conference, as long as you're ready to go by January 2nd. Had an opportunity to speak to head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Bethel Boyle, about tonight's contest.
Moments before tonight's game between Stony Brook and Sacred Heart, we're talking to head women's basketball coach Bethel Boyle, and coach took a split on the road, long road trip. Sort of summarize the trip.
Yeah, definitely was a long road trip. It was started off with an exciting game at Robert Morris, which was great for us to go there and pull out the win against a very athletic team. And then, you know, we turned around and, you know, had a tough game with Youngstown. You know, they shot the ball great that night, and, you know, we had a few too many turnovers to really be able to pull that one out.
Coach, playing a good team that you've always had a good battle with. Stony Brook's always had a good battle with Sacred Heart. They have a pretty similar team to last year. But here at Pritchard, I know you want to try to defend home court as best as possible. Some thoughts about Sacred Heart tonight?
Yeah, Sacred Heart has a great tradition. They, you know, won their league last year, an NCAA team, pretty much everyone returning. You know, they're a great program, and I think it's a good test for us to have them here. You know, on your home floor is always exciting, and we're looking forward to it being a great game.
Coach, this year compared to last year, the offense has really done a much better job this year, especially off the defense. You're getting a lot of good defense, which leads to some easy baskets.
Yeah, you know, I think defense is obviously a key for me, and it has been, you know, kind of our staple. And I'm hoping that it continues, you know, something that we take a lot of pride in and help us, you know, jumpstart our offense and get some easy points in transition. So yeah, we're excited about how we've been defending lately, and you know, we need to keep that up tonight.
In terms of the X's and O's, what sort of concerns you about the Pioneers?
You know, they have three double-digit scores. They can really put up numbers, and they're a very veteran team. They've got, you know, quite a bit of experience out there on the floor, and that's always, you know, can be interesting when going up against some younger players, some of the things that they're able to do. So, you know, for us, I think it's going to be a big test, but also a good one for our team in general.
You know, speaking of a good test, you look at your schedule, you know, later down the road, you're taking on Rutgers. This is a good team. Fordham's having a very, very good year this year, you know, so it's definitely getting your team battle-tested for the America East.
Exactly. You know, we have a pretty competitive non-league schedule, you know, with teams that have traditionally done well in their league, and also, like you said, Rutgers, you know, a Big East team, or Big Ten, what conference are they in now? But you know, all of that is to prepare you for January and the America East, and hopefully, you know, some of these close games and these tough teams will help us be ready.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That was the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Bethel Boyle, and about 8.5 minutes before the start of tonight's game. We're going to take about a two-minute break and send it back to the studios of Mike Solano. A lot going on in the world of sports. including hot stove baseball and NFL and all that much more. Mike will get you caught up on what's going on in the world of sports tonight. You're listening to the longtime home of Stony Brook Women's Basketball, WUSB.
That's right, Jeff. Busy night as always, and busy night on the hardwood as well, though you might not really recognize it from the schedule. Over on the women's side, the game you're about to listen to, Stony Brook and Sacred Heart, the only game scheduled on the women's side on the America East slate. Top 25, just one team in action. That's number 6, Georgia, the 9-0 Bulldogs, 6-0 on their home floor, hosting Mercer, who comes in sporting a 4-2 record. Over on the men's side, one game in the America East. It's 2-5 UMBC looking for their first road victory as the Retrievers take on 5-3 George Mason, who's 2-0 on its home floor. Top 25 over on the men's side, number 3 Michigan is in action looking to preserve a 7-0 record as they take on in-state rival Western Michigan. Not too shabby either, Western Michigan coming into that game at 6-1. Number 5, Louisville is on the road taking on Charleston, two more good teams with good records. The Cardinals 6-1 on the year. This is the first time, though, that they're playing a road game this season. Charleston comes in at 5-2, already has a conference win under its belt. Number 8, Arizona, also undefeated on the year at 5-0. They will host Southern Miss. Southeast Missouri State takes on number 12, Missouri. It'll be Western Carolina taking a trip to Champaign to take on number 13, Illinois. Also in the Big Ten, it's number 14, Minnesota at 8-1, 5-0 at home, taking on South Dakota State, who comes in 6-2, 1-0 in the Summit League. Number 15, Georgetown takes on Texas. That's not a bad little matchup. The Hoyas are 5-1, Longhorns 5-2 heading into that one. Number 21, UNLV will be visiting Portland. That game gets underway late tonight, 11 o'clock Eastern time, as the Runnin' Rebels look to build on a 5-1 campaign. And at 9 o'clock, it'll be a good matchup pitting the ACC against the Big East rivals as number 25 NC State takes on a common opponent with the Seawolves. The UConn Huskies will host that game. UConn is 6-1, 3-0 on its home floor. So plenty of other action as well in the NBA. The marquee matchup involving the Brooklyn Nets as Brooklyn hosting Oklahoma City. The Thunder come in with an 11-4 record. Both teams with 4 losses to start the season. It'll be the 76ers hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. Miami Heat, defending NBA champions, traveling to Washington to take on the hapless Wizards. It'll be the Bulls hosting the Pacers. Phoenix paying a visit to Memphis. And West Coast action, not quite West Coast, but Western Conference anyway, will host the LA Lakers, still trying to get things on track under Mike D'Antoni. Meanwhile, we're just a few minutes from tip-off, about 5 minutes or so from the start of Stony Brook and Sacred Heart at Pritchard Gymnasium. Jeff Bernstein is courtside. Let's get back to him with some more of the pregame show.
Thanks a lot, Mike, who did an incredible job, by the way, in Montana. And with Kurt Hilton, and they got back safely from Montana early in the morning, but they got back real safe, and Mike's voice has recovered, and Mike has done a great job this year with Stony Brook Seawolves football, and Mike will be back in action for Stony Brook men's basketball when they take on St. Francis. Still, the Seawolves are off for a while with the men. And you can catch the WUSB schedule at wusb.fm/sports and find out the schedule. Next WUSB broadcast after tonight will be Saturday. The women will be in the Bronx to take on Fordham. And game time for that game in the Bronx on Saturday is 2 o'clock, 1:45 is the pregame on WUSB. But once again, a great 2012 season for Stony Brook football, 10-3 on the season. Second round appearance in the NCAA again, and it was just an exciting year overall. But now officially, I guess, in complete basketball mode, now that football is finished, and the Seawolves looking here, the women looking also to extend, you know, the 3-3 record. They opened the month of December against the Sacred Heart team last season. The Pioneers defeated the Seawolves 55-33 in Fairfield. Jessica Prevalon had 5 points, 9 rebounds to lead Stony Brook in the game. Sacred Heart leads the all-time series 11-4. This is a good team, the Sacred Heart team, including a 4-3 mark at Pritchard Gym. Stony Brook last defeated Sacred Heart on November 14, 2007. It's a long time already. A 52-47 victory. Stony Brook has been dominant on the glass this season, averaging a 10-point margin on the boards. Stony Brook is 3-1 and out-rebounds its opponents this season. Stony Brook is also 3-0 and holding opponents under 62 points this season. Conversely, Stony Brook is 0-3 when the opponents score 62-plus. So defense got to really stay tight tonight for the Seawolves to try to win against this very, very good team, Sacred Heart, who was ranked in the top 25 of the mid-major poll as of yesterday. So good job by Stony Brook to try to get Sacred Heart for the first time since 2007. Senior Dani Kloppinger has attempted 257 three-pointers in her career, which ranks the ninth most in program history. We won't see Dani today. She is out of the lineup, unfortunately. Kloppinger, 72, made threes, are the seventh most in program history. The Oregon native needs two more threes to move into the top five all time. So it's the Seawolves and the Sacred Heart Pioneers. Looking a little bit more into the Pioneers. The Pioneers challenged in their last game against Colgate, and they won that home 59-53. Gabrielle Washington put up a 20-plus performance in the 59-53 win, knocking down a season-high 22. The head coach is Ed Swanson, beginning his 23rd season at the helm. Swanson took over the reins of the program in 90, and he's built the Pioneers into the top, one of the top teams in the Northeast Conference. They won the conference last year, going to the NCAA tournament. So it's the Seawolves and the Sacred Heart Pioneers. Always a great battle between the both teams that pretty much are right across from each other from the ferry, diagonally. If you get on the ferry and go right into Bridgeport, Sacred Heart is about 5 miles just directly north of Stony Brook. So it's a close rivalry. Both men and women play all the time, and especially at the Division III and II, Division II level as well. So always a good contest, always a good friendly rivalry between Stony Brook and Sacred Heart as we're getting ready for the national anthem here at Pritchard Gymnasium, as the crowd's still filing in, the band. You can hear in the background, getting ready for the game, headed by their leader, John Letty. So it's the Seawolves and the Sacred Heart Pioneers here at Pritchard Gymnasium, as both teams are lining up on the foul line extended, which is customary in NCAA basketball before the start of the national anthem. So men's basketball team and some of the members of the Stony Brook football team also getting ready for this Tuesday night affair. Non-conference, Seawolves looking to go up above the 500 mark, 3-3. They're going to have to play some very good defense, honestly, tonight to get the victory against this good Sacred Heart team. Let's send it to the floor of Pritchard Gymnasium.
Join our players, coaches, and officials as we honor America and those who protect our freedom with the playing of our national anthem being performed tonight by Rachel Lawrence.
Thank you.
beautiful rendition of the national anthem here at Pritchard Gymnasium. As we're getting ready for the start of tonight's contest between the Seawolves and the Pioneers here at Sacred Heart. Let's look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest. For the Sacred Heart Pioneers, the head coach is Ed Swanson. He's been his 23rd season in the Fairfield County School. The assistant coach is Jed Weddo in her third season. Kelly Killian in her first season, and Kara Powell in also her first season. For the Seawolves, Bethel Boyle already in her second season. The assistants of Todd Mittmesser in his first season. Kate DiSorrento in her first season. And Corey Chambers has been here with head coach Bethel Boyle. For the Sacred Heart Pioneers, a 6'2 junior from Arizona, number 42, and Jolie Brand. 5'9 sophomore for Mesa, Arizona, number 30, Gabrielle Washington. A 6-foot senior from Seattle, Washington, number 15, Morgan Merriman. 5'9 senior from Casanova, New York, number 3, Kylie Evans. And a 5'7 junior from Chino Hills, California, number 1, Erica Norman. So a little West Coast look to the Sacred Heart Pioneers. For the Stony Brook Seawolves, a 5'8 junior from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, out of Paris Junior College, number 32, Shakira Goodman. A 6-foot freshman for Chemung, New Jersey, number 20, Brittany Snow. A 5'5 sophomore from Concamus, Oregon, number 15, Natalie Myers. And a 5'5 senior from Woodbridge, Virginia, number 5, Gerda Gatling. And a 5'11 senior from Brooklyn, New York, out of Monroe College and Midwood High School, number 2, Jessica Prevalon. Sacred Heart wearing the red trimmed in white and gray. Sacred Heart in the front. Stony Brook wearing the home whites trimmed in red and blue. Seawolf logo on the front of the neck. America East logo on the back of the neck. So it's Sacred Heart and Stony Brook here at Pritchard Gym. Snow to tip with Bland, and Sacred Heart wins the tip. They go from left to right on your radio dial. Pioneers win the tip. They have the ball. Driving the baseline is Merriman. Merriman's layup is up and no good. Scramble for the rebound. Gets knocked out of bounds by Prevalon. So the Pioneers get the ball back. Just underway here at Pritchard Gymnasium. 19:40 remaining in the first half. Pioneers got the ball back. Head coach Bethel Boyle wasn't happy about that. Seawolves are in the man-to-man. Driving lane. Skipping the ball on the right wing for the three-point shot is Gabrielle Washington. Knocking the ball out of bounds is Goodman. And the Pioneers get the ball back. Seawolves come in with a 3-3 record if you're just joining us. Sacred Heart at 4-3. Sacred Heart ranked in the top 25 in the mid-major poll. And the Pioneers went to the NCAA tournament winning the Northeast Conference last year. So the Seawolves trying to build in the non-conference, trying to bolster their resume for when the America East comes. 19:30 remaining in the first half. Driving the lane is Norman. Putting up the layup is no good. And Prevalon comes down with the rebound for the Seawolves. Goodman crosses the midcourt line for Stony Brook. Over on the left wing is Snow. Snow hands off to Gerda Gatling. Gatling up top on the right wing to Goodman. Inside to Prevalon. Prevalon faces the basket. Prevalon to Goodman for the layup. Nice move by Shakira Goodman. And Stony Brook leads 2-0. On the left wing, it's Evans. Kylie Evans being hounded by Myers. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Myers. And Sacred Heart will get the ball back. They say that now. Washington knocked the ball out. So the Seawolves will get the ball. 2-0 Stony Brook as Brittany Snow takes it out backcourt sideline. Over to Myers. A little 2-2-1 three-quarter court pressure by the Pioneers. Myers on the left wing to Prevalon. Prevalon inside the Snow puts up the layup. And Seawolves lead 4-0. 18:35 remaining in the first half. They lob it in the corner to Bland. Bland in the backcourt. Over to Norman. Norman with the crossover. 19 on the shot clock. Back on the corner, it's Washington. Washington up top to Merriman. Merriman on left wing to Evans. Evans puts up the hook shot. It's a wild shot. No good, and rebounded by Prevalon. Here comes Stony Brook. Up top is Goodman. Goodman on the left wing. Junior college transfer from Paris Junior College. On the right wing is Myers. 18 on the shot clock. Bounce pass over to Snow. And stealing the ball is Norman with under the 18-minute mark. Norman drives the lane in the corner. Three-point shot by Evans is no good. Scramble for the rebound. And good job by Goodman. Goodman brings it to the front court. Left-hand dribble. Puts up the layup. And hits! Nice shot by Shakira Goodman coast-to-coast. And Stony Brook up 6-0. 17:45 remaining in the first half. On the left wing is Washington. Washington up top to Merriman. Merriman on the left wing to Norman. 16 on the shot clock. 17-foot jump shots off the back rim by Evans. And here comes Stony Brook. Goodman with the rebound. Goodman, her second rebound. She's already got 4 points, and the Seawolves lead 6-0. Goodman up top runs the offense over to Snow. Snow double-teamed at the foul line, drives the lane, and a double dribble called against Snow. Sabri Proctor and Tisha Harris come in for the Seawolves. Proctor, the 6-foot sophomore from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tisha Harris, 5'7 junior college transfer from Kirkwood Community College. On the right wing, it's Washington. Washington up top to Konizewski. 3-point shot is good by Gabrielle Washington, the sophomore from Mesa, Arizona. And it's 6-3 Seawolves. Three quarter court pressure by Sacred Heart. Harris in the backcourt. Over to Prevalon. Prevalon crosses the midcourt line. On the left wing is Gatling. Gatling on the right wing to Goodman. Back up top to Gatling. 13 on the shot clock. Harris on the left wing. Over to Prevalon. Mid post. Inside to Proctor. 5 on the shot clock. Proctor skips it over to Prevalon with 2. And her pass is stolen by Norman as the shot clock goes off. Driving the lane for the layup is Erica Norman. Bethel Boyle thought it was a traveling violation, and 5 straight points by the Pioneers. Pioneers continue the pressure as Goodman has it into the backcourt. Her pass is deflected, picked up by Prevalon over to Harris. And a timeout called by Bethel Boyle. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. So things going a little bit too fast for the Seawolves, and that's why Bethel Boyle has called the timeout. With 16:03 remaining in that first half, 6-5. Seawolves shooting 3-for-3 from the field. Sacred Heart 2-of-8. They've also attempted 2 threes. Goodman with the 4 of Stony Brook's 6 points. With 16:03 remaining in that first half. So Bethel Boyle taking the timeout. Prevalon takes it out right in front of the press table over to Harris. Harris to Goodman. Back on the left wing to Gatling. Gatling back up top to Harris. Harris to foul line Prevalon. Prevalon inside to Proctor. Gets deflected out of bounds by the Pioneers. And that's going to prompt a media timeout. 15:47 remaining in the first half. It's Stony Brook 6, Sacred Heart 5. You're listening to the longtime home of Seawolves basketball, WUSB.
And back here in the WUSB studios, Mike Solano along with you, and some hot stove baseball to catch you up on. And just a short time after giving out a 3-year, $39 million deal to Mike Napoli, the Red Sox give the exact same deal to former Phillies and Dodgers center fielder Shane Victorino, joining the Bo Sox for the same 3 years, $39 million. And the Washington Nationals adding a veteran presence to an already formidable rotation. They've agreed to terms with Dan Haran on a 1-year, $13 million deal. He joins a rotation that already includes Stephen Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez, Jordan Zimmerman, and Ross Detweiler. Haran, however, 32 years old, coming off his most disappointing season of his career, going 12-13 last year with the Los Angeles Angels, an ERA of 4.33. NFL news, still no word on who exactly will start at quarterback for the Jets as they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars this Sunday. Mark Sanchez replaced late in the third quarter of Sunday's 7-6 win over Arizona by Greg McElroy. No official word as to whether McElroy will remain the starter or if Sanchez will be back under center come Sunday. Brian Urlacher, though, news out of Chicago, will miss or likely to miss the next three games. Only four games left in the regular season. He could wind up missing all of that. The key linebacker in the Bears' defense helping Chicago to a first-place record, a big loss for the Bears. Back we go to Pritchard Gymnasium. More Stony Brook women's basketball with Jeff.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Back here at Pritchett. And baseline jump shot by Goodman is all net. And the Seawolves lead 8-5. Nice baseline shot by Goodman. Sacred Heart drives the lane. Washington, ball gets deflected by Gatling. So Sacred Heart will retain possession. 15:37 remaining in the first half. Seawolves lead 8-5. Kim Hanlon in the game for the Stony Brook Seawolves. Hanlon is the true freshman from White Plains, New York, out of White Plains High School, and steals the pass from Konaziski. Back up is Harris. On the right wing is Goodman. Seawolves 8-5 over Sacred Heart. Seawolves and Sacred Heart, the Pioneers, have had the bulk of the wins over the last couple of years. Hanlon up top over to Goodman. Goodman inside to Proctor. Proctor got fouled. No call. Spin move by Sabri. Seven on the shot clock. Puts up the shot off the glass. It's no good. Proctor tries to get the offensive rebound, and it's knocked out of bounds by Merriman. Good hustle there by Sabri with 15:08 remaining in the first half. 8-5 Seawolves. Harris on the right wing. Puts up the elbow jump shot. No good. And rebounded by Norman. Norman brings it into the front court. Up top, the long three is good by Konaziski. That's Blair Konaziski, and it's tied at 8. Full court pressure by the Pioneers. Proctor over to Goodman. Goodman to Hanlon. Nice crossover dribble. Hanlon got fouled. No foul call, and they call a jump ball. So the Seawolves get the ball back on the alternating possession arrow. Head coach Bethel Boyle not happy with some of the early official calls. Snow over to Goodman. Up top to Snow on the right wing is Harris. 10 on the shot clock at the 14:30 mark. Hanlon for three off the back rim. No good. Proctor, the offensive rebound for Stony Brook. Proctor bounce pass to Goodman, who resets. Goodman drives the lane. Baseline jump shot by Snow is off the side of the rim. No good. And here comes the Pioneers. Lead pass to Norman into the front court. Norman on the baseline. Skip pass on the right wing to Merriman. Launches the three. Off the side of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound. And Goodman comes down with the rebound. Over to Hanlon. Lead pass to Brittany Snow. Snow drives the lane. Backs in. Puts up the shot. She's fouled and hits. Nice shot by Brittany Snow. And she'll go to the line for two. So a nice move by the true freshman, Brittany Snow. Goodman comes out of the game. One shot for Snow. And Snow's free throws off the back rim. No good. Proctor with the offensive rebound tied up with Alyssa Tarzi, who just came into the game, and Sacred Heart gets the ball on the alternating possession arrow. Seawolves up 10-8. 13:45 remaining in the first half. On the right wing, another three-point shot by Konaziski is good from the right wing. And it's 11-10 Pioneers. Full court pressure by the Pioneers. Proctor on the right wing to Harris. As Harris calls out the offense. On the right wing is Kim Hanlon. Hanlon up top to to Myers, who's back in the game. Myers with the crossover dribble back to Hanlon. Hanlon drives the lane, splits the defense. No foul called, but the ball picked up by Merriman. Here comes the Pioneers. Driving the lane is Norman. Norman puts up the layup. And Bethel Boyle not happy with the official, looking for another violation. And the Pioneers now up 13-10. Full court pressure as Proctor has it into the backcourt. Over to Snow, to Hanlon. Hanlon double teamed. 12:45 remaining in the first half. On the right wing is Harris. 13-10 as a 5-0 run by the Pioneers. Five on the shot clock. Right wing is Harris. Harris back to Myers. Two on the clock. Puts up the three-point shot. It's off the side of the rim. No good. And rebounded by Evans. 12:26 remaining. The lead pass inside to Tarzi is no good. And it's going to prompt substitutions. Gerda Gatling and Jessica Prevalon back in for the Seawolves. Shakira Goodman also in for Stony Brook with 12:23 remaining in the first half. Seawolves shooting 50%, 5 of 10. Sacred Heart, 5 of 12, 42%. As Goodman brings it into the front court, over to Prevalon on the right wing. Prevalon to Goodman. Back on the right wing to Myers. Myers on the left wing to Gatling. 12 on the shot clock. Baseline shot by Snow is blocked. Knocked out of bounds by Sacred Heart. And the Seawolves will get the ball back. Gatling takes it out on the baseline. On the right wing is Myers. Myers drives the lane with 11:59 remaining in the first half. That's an official. Blows the whistle. Tries to put time on the shot clock. You can hear Bethel Boyle in the background, our live courtside mic working tonight. And that's going to prompt a media timeout as they check out whatever they're checking out. 11:59 remaining in the first half. It's Sacred Heart 13, Stony Brook 10. You're listening to the longtime home of Stony Brook Athletics, WUSB.
All right, back here inside the WUSB studios, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. No women's action in the America East other than the game you're listening to, but in the top 25, number 6, Georgia at home against Mercer. Bulldogs 9-0 on the season, but just a 14-12 lead with 11:23 left to go in the first half. Over on the men's side, the only America East game, UMBC visiting George Mason, and the Retrievers getting spanked in the early going. 21-4, George Mason with the lead on its home floor. 11:41 left to go in the first half. NBA scores, Brooklyn taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder at 7:30. That game tipping off about 10 minutes from now at Barclays Center. The Nets coming in 11-5. Oklahoma City at 14-4. Already underway in Washington, the Heat trying to improve on a 12-3 record, tied with the Wizards at 12, 6:37 to go first quarter, 6:18 to go first quarter in Philly. It's the 76ers trailing the Timberwolves 18-15. And news from the college gridiron, as Brett Bielema agreeing to become the head coach at Arkansas, leaving Wisconsin after three consecutive trips to the Rose Bowl. No details yet on the contract. Coaching vacancy, though, at Arkansas, one of the most coveted in the nation. Let's get back to Jeff. More women's basketball from Pritchard.
Thanks a lot, Mike. You'll hear some more updates throughout the night from the WUSB studios. Good battle here between Stony Brook and Sacred Heart. Seawolves are up 10-8. 5-0 run by the Pioneers, make it 13-10. Some controversial calls by the official have not helped Stony Brook. Gatling over to Prevalon. She falls to the ground from the pass from Gatling and the call for the traveling violation. So that makes it a turnover. It's 5 turnovers for Stony Brook, 3 for Sacred Heart. On the left wing is Washington. Washington called for the traveling violation. The head coach and Todd Mittmesser beside themselves about some of these calls that have not been made by the officials. Seawolves down 13-10. Up top is Prevalon. Prevalon, a left wing to Snow. 18 on the shot clock at the 11:30 mark of the first half. Right wing is Prevalon. Prevalon between the leg dribble, spin move, puts up the layup, off the glass, no good. And rebounded by Alyssa Tarzi. Tarzi over to Norman into the front court. 11:18 remaining in the first half. 13-10, Sacred Heart. Bland up top. On the left wing is Washington. 17 on the shot clock. Driving the lane for the layup is no good by Tarzi. And here comes Stony Brook looking to tie the game. Lead pass to Snow. Snow on the baseline to Myers. Myers up top to Goodman. 10:58 remaining in the first half. Driving the lane is Goodman. Goodman skips it back to Gatling, but a traveling violation called on Shakira Goodman as Sabri Brockter comes in the game for the Seawolves. That's the sixth turnover for Stony Brook. Turnovers slightly hurting the Seawolves tonight with 10:52 remaining in the first half. On the left wing, it's Norman. Norman bounce pass up top to Washington. Washington on the right wing, crossover dribble. 15 on the shot clock. In the corner, it's Bland. Bland back up top to Norman. 10 on the shot clock at the 10:30 mark of the first half. Norman on the left wing, driving the lane. They lob it inside to Merriman. It's no good and rebounded by the Seawolves. Myers into the front court. Crossover dribble. Inside to Prevalon. Gets knocked out of bounds by Sacred Heart. So the Seawolves will get the ball back on the baseline front court with 10:17 remaining in the first half. Still 13-10, been stuck on that score for a while. Gatling on the left wing to Myers. Myers, 18-foot jump shot. Good! Nice shot by Natalie Myers. And the Pioneers down, up by one, 13-12. Up top, it's Merriman. Double teamed. Still has the ball up top on the left wing to Norman. Norman up to Evans. Evans back on the left wing to Norman. 9:50 remaining in the first half. 8 on the shot clock. On the right wing, it's Evans. Evans in the corner to Shepard. Back to Evans for three. It's no good. Good defense by Stony Brook. And rebounded by Prevalon. Seawolves look to take the lead. Over to Goodman. Goodman in the corner. Three-point shot by Myers. Is in and out. That almost went down. And rebounded by Washington. 9:25 remaining in the first half. On the left wing, it's Washington. Puts up the runner, and it's good. What a shot there by Gabrielle Washington. And it's 15-12 Sacred Heart. Washington with 5 of the 15 Sacred Heart points. 9:10 remaining in the first half. Proctor in the backcourt. Couple dribbles to Prevalon. Right wing to Gatling. Now in the front court. 9 minutes remaining first half. Myers on the right wing. Good battle here between Stony Brook and Sacred Heart. Left wing is Goodman. They lob it over to Proctor in mid-post. Bounce pass to Prevalon. She's fouled on the play. Good ball movement by the Seawolves. And Stony Brook will be headed to the free throw line for two shots to Jessica Prevalon. Prevalon has not scored, not attempted a free throw. With 8:52 remaining in the first half. First free throw is good. As Kim Hanlon returns for the Seawolves. Second free throw is up and good. And it's 15-14 Sacred Heart. 8:50 remaining first half. Norman into the front court. On the right wing. Seawolves hounding in the man-to-man. Inside is Merriman. Layup is no good. And rebounded by Hanlon. Sacred Heart shooting 38%. Gatling drives the lane coast to coast off high glass. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Prevalon. It's no good. Prevalon with another rebound, but taken away by Erica Norman. Norman into the front court, drives the lane, puts up the shot. Goodman called for the late foul. Basket goes in. Tough call by the official. It was a late call by the official. But the basket went, and Norman will attempt the free throw as the Pioneers lead 17-14. Norman with 6 points. Washington with five for Sacred Heart. The free throw is up off the back rim, no good. And Prevalon comes down with the rebound. 3-point lead for Sacred Heart, 17-14. Seawolves shooting 38%, Sacred Heart 41. Seawolves can shoot just a little better. They would definitely be in the lead. Proctor has the ball, left elbow, puts up the jump shot off the back rim, no good. And rebounded by Leray. A teen just came in the game, the freshman from Maryland. In the right post, it's Merriman. Merriman puts up the wild shot. It's no good, but a foul called on a fadeaway jump shot. And Sacred Heart will go to the line for two with 7:56 remaining in the first half. Brittany Snow comes back in for Stony Brook. 7:56 remaining in the first half. It's a media timeout. It's Sacred Heart 17, Stony Brook 14. You're listening to the longtime home of Seawolves Athletics, WUSB.
All right, and during the timeout, let's take a look at some top 25 scores over on the men's side. One game in action as we speak. It's number 15. Georgetown got out to a 9-0 lead at home against Texas. And status quo for the most part since then. It's Georgetown 15, Texas 7, just less than 12 minutes left to go in the first half. Number 3, Michigan will be hosting Western Michigan at 8:30 tonight. And a couple 8 o'clock tip-offs. It's number 12, Missouri, playing host to Southeast Missouri State. Western Carolina visiting number 13, Illinois. And number 14, Minnesota, taking on South Dakota State. All Big Ten games scheduled for the 8 o'clock tip-off, obviously. 7 o'clock, their time. 9 o'clock tonight will be number 5, Louisville, traveling down to Charleston as the Cardinals try to improve on a 6-1 mark. At 9:30, it's number 8, Arizona, hosting Southern Miss. And a little bit later on tonight, 11 o'clock, it'll be number 21, UNLV, heading out to Portland to go to town there as they look to improve on a 5-1 mark. Perhaps the main event of the night, 9 o'clock, it'll be number 25, NC State, coming up to play Connecticut. Elsewhere in the NBA, Nets and Thunder just about set to tip off from the Barclays Center. 1:49 to go first quarter. It is the Timberwolves opening it up against Philadelphia as the Wolves have a 31-19 lead on the road. 3:12 left to go in the first quarter in Washington. The 1-13 Wizards have a 21-18 lead on the 12-3 Heat. Let's get back to Pritchard. More women's basketball with Jeff.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Back here at Pritchard Gymnasium. First free throw is good by Merriman. That's her first point of the game on the free throw. She's 0 of 2 from the field. Second free throw is good. Is no good, excuse me. And Kim Hanlon comes down with the rebound. 4-point lead for the Pioneers, 18-14. Goodman has the ball into the front court. Pioneers are in the man-to-man. Goodman on the left wing to Proctor. That pass is stolen by a teen. It was an air-to-air pass. Layup is no good. And Proctor comes down with the rebound for the Seawolves. That's the third rebound for Sabree. Goodman into the front court. With the crossover. Spin move. 20 on the shot clock at the 7:20 mark of the first half. Gatling to Snow on the right wing to Hanlon. Hanlon loses the ball off of her foot. They say it was off Sacred Heart's foot. She gets the ball back. 6 on the shot clock. That another air-to-air pass stolen by Norman. Too many turnovers for the Seawolves today. And Merriman has the ball. Loses the ball in a traveling violation call. That's 9 turnovers for Stony Brook and 5 for Sacred Heart. So the Seawolves have not helped themselves with the turnovers today. Seawolves playing a good Sacred Heart team who was ranked in the top 25 of the mid-major poll this week. 6:56 remaining first half. Myers in the front court over to Goodman. In the corner, it's Proctor. Proctor fakes the three, back up top to Goodman. Over to Myers. Baseline to Snow. Snow drives the lane, puts up the shot. And head coach Bethel Boyle looking for the foul call as well, but only 2 fouls apiece as Gatling takes it out front court baseline. Gatling on the left wing to Proctor. 10 on the shot clock. Proctor is called for the double dribble. Oh, they call an offensive foul now on Sabree